Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'd like to welcome Dmitry Reznik, the Senior Marketing Manager of a leading cybersecurity startup known as TowerSec. Dmitry, thanks for your time, and let's get started. Can you tell us more about the highlights of your career?
Okay. Sure. I'm basically 38 years old. In Tel Aviv in Israel. Been a marketeer for the past 15 years or so. My background is a mixture of both doing B2B and B2C, working for both global organizations as IBM and startup companies. I hold an MBA in marketing and a BA in finance. And currently I serve as the senior marketing manager for automotive cybersecurity at Harman.
Okay, excellent. Are there any milestones in your career that you'd like to highlight for us? I think you mentioned, three to me at some point in time.
Oh, yes, of course. So I think the first one, the first highlight, I think, is just straight out of university. I got a job at IBM, at Big Blue, here in Israel as the executive communication manager, launching the corporate internet, which really got me into the blogging and writing early on, which is, I think, is an important aspect of any marketeer's daily work. The second highlight is joining Onavo, which was a startup company developing a data compression technology for mobile phones, which was acquired by Facebook in 2013. I learned a lot about analytics, the metrics, the Israeli startup vibe, anything goes sort of things of getting things done. And we had a loads of fun as the team grew and extended. And the last one I have to say is the current role at Harman TowerSec, combining two of my passions, both cars, regardless of it has four wheels, two wheels, 18 wheels, and marketing. Plus having a very quality audio gear as JBL, Harman Kardon, and Mark Levinson brand is really just topping on the cake.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Sounds awesome. Congratulations on your achievements there. Now, how did you venture into TowerSec? Is this a company that you started, or did you work with other people in the cybersecurity field? Can you give some more insight into that, please?
Yeah, sure. TowerSec, I was working, not one of the founders. I joined the company working as freelancer marketing for a period of 4 to 5 years. And one of my ex-clients actually called saying that his former co-founder is looking for a marketeer to join the team. TowerSec was just acquired by Harman. It was January last year. So it was a great opportunity to get on board something very unique that you don't see that often, I think, in joining a company that was running a startup that was just acquired by a corporation. And that in an industry, in the automotive industry, that's really making huge strides and undergoing immense changes in the past years.
Okay, that sounds excellent. Can you tell me about your acquisition by Harman International? What kind of did you were able to gain more assets from that, or how's the buyout been for you?
Well, it's been very exciting times. Also before the acquisition, and obviously afterwards. I think that since the acquisition in January 2016, we really I think leveraged our capabilities and. Tacking that with the Harman networking and global presence, which we at TowerSec already has as well, is really taking us into exciting frontiers, delivering to the major OEMs, the major car manufacturers in and out. It's really been an exciting journey, and still is, still going.
That sounds like, and sounds awesome. Now, how long has TireSec been in business, and how have you experienced like the business ups and downs? Have you had any cycles that you've been through, or has it been a pure steady growth during these past few years?
Well, TireSec was founded back in 2012 by three friends who served together in the Israeli Air Force, Sarah Dickman, Guy Rubio, and Yuval Weisler. They focused from the get-go on automotive cybersecurity. They have been looking into secure communication technologies, encryption, and they, I think, were one of the first to identify the massive opportunity that connected cars will present. From, I think, 2013, the startup headquartered moved to Michigan, to Ann Arbor. We're actually part of the Michigan Spark, the Ann Arbor Spark accelerator back in the day. And we also have an office in Europe. So it's been quite a steady growth since then. And as I mentioned, in January 2016, Harman International Industries, one of the leading Tier 1 companies in the world, has acquired TireSec, and we're now part of the Connected Car division at Harman, out of four divisions.
It sounds excellent. Now, are you located primarily in Israel, or do you have a presence in other countries as well? I think you had mentioned India. Do you have other locations, physical locations worldwide?
Even before the acquisition, TireSec, despite being a startup, had a global presence in Israel, in the U.S., and in Europe. And obviously now that we are Harman, or even, as a matter of fact, Samsung, which acquired Harman in November 3 months ago, and the deal is expected to close in the middle of 2017. Now Harman has a workforce of about 30,000 employees around the world. And obviously we have people at every continent, that's for sure, and I don't have the exact number of countries, but it's pretty massive. Yeah.
It sounds incredible. Now, can you give us, now focusing on your business processes and your products and your services, can you give us an idea of who your typical customer is like, just on a general basis? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't give the confidential information, but if you can just give us an idea of who you're trying to reach out for customers, is it just a certain profile or anybody who has a need for cybersecurity?
Both as before the acquisition of TireSec and as Harman, our clients, our customers are the OEMs, the car manufacturers. So name the top 20 car manufacturers in the world, and they're doing business with Harman at some level of some of the portfolio of Harman. I think that we can see OEMs ranging from one of the smallest to the biggest ones that you can imagine, that you can look online. And from our perspective, we have more than 25 million vehicles on the road today that are equipped with Harman audio and connected car systems. Aside from that, I don't know if I mentioned Harman is working, it's split into four divisions. So you have the connected car, which is where cybersecurity resides, and also everything that has to do with infotainment system, telematics, enriching the driving experience. The second division is connected services, which develops a lot of software for the OEMs, and also based on the acquisition of two companies, Symphony Telecom and Red Band, which developed another Israeli startup, which developed over-the-air software updates. The third division is lifestyle and audio, which includes some of the most recognized brands in the world, such as AKG, Harman Kardon, Mark Levinson, JBL. And the fourth division is professional solutions, which creates out of this life solutions for they produce the Grammys and the Emmys, and they have massive work across all regions. From our perspective, from cybersecurity, we're targeting mainly the OEM, the car manufacturers.
Okay, sounds excellent. Now, how prevalent are cybersecurity threats to automobiles? I mean, I have a 2003 Honda Civic, and that's pretty much an analog kind of automobile. I think the only security risk I have is when I have an accident or something. But now, obviously, cars are getting much smarter, and I drive a Ford Fusion for my job, and I'm still getting used to all the electronics. Nobody's really thought of cybersecurity threats to a car. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more, please?
Yes, of course. So I think if you look at you can basically look at your vehicle, or the modern vehicle, as a laptop, laptop on wheels, I would say.
That's a good analogy. I didn't think of that before.
Yeah. So the same way you protect your laptop, you have a password to get in. You have perhaps you're also protecting your hard drive with a password. You have firewalls, you have antivirus, you're using VPN. So the same way that you do that, those are similar things that you would do when your car is connected to the internet, which is, I think, a natural evolution of the requirements and of the enriched connectivity that all of us are living in. I mean, when I go into my car, all of us, we spend anywhere from an hour a day, even to 6, 7, 8 hours, depending on how long do you commute. And you really want to make the most out of the time. So whether the car is actually connected to the internet using its own SIM, whether it's doing any mirroring of your smartphone, you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to such as this one, you can listen to internet radio, you can get you can download apps on some of these smart cars, some connected cars, sorry. And so I think that cybersecurity for automotive is definitely a real threat, something that the industry as a whole, if you're looking at the government, if you're looking at the OEMs themselves, this is something that the industry is taking very seriously. And we've seen in the past, I think, 18 months or so, a couple of incidents where white hat hackers and researchers were trying to identify vulnerabilities in modern vehicles to really raise awareness and work with the OEMs. And I think that all of these requirements and all of these new opportunities with connected cars also pose challenges, such as protecting the vehicle, protecting passenger safety. And the OEMs, the industry, Harman, are all geared toward providing solutions to address that.
All right, sounds excellent. Well, I'll think about it next time when I go to my Ford Fusion here. Now, can you tell us more about your product line? I believe that there are three of them. I think the ECU Shield, the TCU Shield, and the Alerts Monitor. Could you please describe those in a little bit more detail?
Yes. Basically, if you're looking at the connected car, you have, I would say, you can split it into two areas that require protection. One is the in-vehicle network. So I don't know how informed the listeners are in terms of vehicle networking and architecture, but the vehicle itself has its own network. It's called CAN bus, which has a lot of messages that are going through between various ECUs. An ECU is an electronic control unit, and a modern vehicle has at some point even 60 or 70 of those ECUs, which contain the information needed to make the vehicle work, to make a certain system work. So, for instance, a transmission has its own ECU. The engine control has its own ECU. Cruise control sometimes have their own ECU. Braking, obviously, has their own ECU. And you also have a lot of additional sensors in the vehicle. You have Bluetooth connection. You have keyless entry. You have smart apps. If you're buying a modern car, 2016, 2017 model, you can get an app from the Apple Store, from Google Play, which will allow you to perform certain actions on your vehicle when you're not in the vehicle. So you can lock and unlock the doors. You can view the status of the vehicle in terms of engine level, oil level, location of the vehicle, tire pressures. So there are many access points into the vehicle, and all of these access points need to be protected. So we have a suite of software products, embedded software, that goes into the vehicle. The first one is ECU Shield, which provides intrusion detection and prevention for the in-vehicle network. So what we're basically doing is installing an embedded software on one of the ECUs and turning it into sort of a smart ECU that really understands what is the normal behavior of the vehicle and can identify rogue messages or compromise messages that are going through the in-vehicle network, the CAN bus, and in real time detect them and mitigate them, so sort of quarantine them, if you'd like. We continue the laptop analogy. The second product is TCU Shield, which is for the telematics. Telematics is the unit that communicates with the outside world. So if you have an infotainment, if you have a multimedia system on your vehicle, which is connected to the internet, then obviously that has another entry point. Most modern also have a USB port. So if you want to plug in a thumb drive or an external hard drive that has a lot of media on it, then that's another potential entry point or attack vector to the vehicle. And the last product that we have is called the Alerts Monitor, which is a back-end data reporting solution for the OEM itself. So if you consider this massive incident and event management solution or security operations center, where you get a lot of data that is already pulling from the vehicle, and on top of that, you enrich it with cybersecurity data, so you know what types of attacks were attempted at the vehicle and whether they were mitigated or actively detected or allowed through. You can see, obviously, the location of the vehicle, the make, model, the VIN of the vehicle, the unique identifier of the vehicle, and all of this data can be aggregated and integrated into an existing security operations center that the OEM, that the car manufacturer holds. And from that, the OEM has an analyst, a big data analyst, or machine learning analyst, and most do. It's most of the OEMs are already aware, and they have those skills in-house. So they can look at this data, and sometimes they can even decide based on few incidents that are very minor, perhaps there is a vulnerability in one of the ECUs, and instead of doing a recall or asking customers, drivers to go to the nearest dealership to perform an update, they can just push the software update over the air when the car is parked at night, when it's ideal, when no one is driving it, and that's it, problem solved.
That sounds excellent. Thank you. Thank you for describing it in more detail. Now, along with offering these products and services, do you have any free trials or any type of free risk assessment that you can help your potential customer decide if this is going to be the right tool for their car? Or do you have any other way of offering a free assessment for them?
Well, this is, since we're working in a B2B model and working with the garment sector, then usually our software is not off the shelf. Everything is very customized to the exact requirements that are coming off the car manufacturer. So there is a free trial or something like that. But then,
okay, sounds good. Now, I know a lot of cybersecurity startup companies here in the U.S., they have like a partner program in which to kind of leverage their reach out more to maybe the smaller, medium-sized businesses. But being in Israel, do you have the same type of program, like a VAR program or a partner program, which you try to leverage out to reach out to more customers or get your name out there more?
Well, we are working with the larger ecosystem, obviously. I think that the ecosystem in general, specifically for automotive, has been making real changes in the last 2 years or so. There is an organization called the Auto ASAC, which is information sharing and collaboration in the automotive industry, which Farman is a member of. There is also the SAE, which is the standard organization with engineers that are setting the standards for how to implement and deploy cybersecurity solutions within vehicles. And we are working with both of these organizations, obviously, on setting standards for cybersecurity. And through those consortium and through those initiatives, we're also opening and collaborating with other companies within the automotive industry. For instance, last year we announced a joint solution with a leading telematics provider called Ubiquiti, based in Seattle. They're a telematics service provider in which they take our cybersecurity data coming off ECU Shield and TCU Shield and integrating that into their Corel platform for software management. So those are the types of collaborations and partnerships that we obviously welcome. And there are more in our pipeline that are coming. There isn't like an official partners or VAR program on site. It's more on an individual basis, case by case basis, I would call it.
Okay, sounds good enough. Now, I've seen your website that Parasux won quite a number of prestigious awards. Can you elaborate on that in a little bit more detail for our audience?
Oh yeah, of course. Thanks. So indeed, we've won received some accolades from the industry and our technology, both as TowerSec and also nowadays as Harman, is being recognized by the industry. Most recently, we were named the winner of an Edison Award for ECU product, a finalist 2 years running at Telematics Update Awards, which is one of the largest automotive-related technology conferences taking place in the U.S. In June. We were a winner of the Red Herring Top 100 Award at the North America International Auto Show 2 years ago. Still as TowerSec, we were crowned the hottest startup at that show. And Frost & Sullivan, the global recognized consulting firm, granted us with the Cybersecurity Product Innovation Award last year. I think another recent recognition was the finalist of the Cybersecurity Consultants Award. This was, I think, last month. So I think this is just to go for the another testament of the breadth and the expertise that is needed to really deliver on top-notch and enterprise-grade cybersecurity products. So we have the domain expertise, we have the background and the experience, and we're delivering our products to the OEMs on day in and day out.
Okay, that sounds excellent. Now, is there a specific area that you focus on cybersecurity? Obviously, you know, the smart car is your main focus. But given cybersecurity is such a nebulous and macro concern worldwide, do you focus on other areas like malware, spyware, or like combating like denial of service attacks? Do you do anything like that in those other areas as well?
So that's a good question. Actually, the method by which we protect vehicles is anomaly detection. We have an intrusion detection and prevention solution, obviously, that works as an anomaly detection. So what we have a machine learning model that is being coded into the vehicle itself, and that is the component that understands what is the normal parameter of the messaging within the vehicle and can intercept in real time without any need for cloud connectivity and stuff like that, and basically keep the car protected at all times. So such attacks, I mean, there are a couple of attacks such as denial of service. You have attacks such as disguising as a rogue cell tower using an IMSI catcher. You can also try and tweak certain messages in the metadata. So all of these possible attacks will be recognized and mitigated in real time by our solution.
Okay, sounds excellent. Now, what are your general plans for expansion? I mean, do you have exclusive plans for TireSec, or now that you're part of Hartman, are you going to be encompassing their expansion plans as well? I know you can't get into a lot of details, obviously, but if you can just give us a general scope for our audience, please.
Well, obviously, as I said, I can't go into details on too much details on that. Obviously, I think as with any company in working in a competitive market, we're always looking one step ahead. Our goal at Hartman is to provide our customers with the most comprehensive offering for the automotive for their automotive needs. So part of our mission is really to look into the future, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead, and predicting what types of trends, what types of technologies, what types of threats will be more visible in 3, 4 years time, so we can develop and address those threats already now, and offer them to our customers when they need them. So obviously we are growing and expanding. We already have a very established team, as I mentioned before, across all the continents, and we're obviously planning to expand on that. I believe our product roadmap is pretty much in line with the trends that we have identified in the industry and the future technologies we believe will be introduced to the automotive industry. Some we're already seeing, like V2X and autonomous driving, semi-autonomous driving, and so forth.
Okay, sounds excellent. Now, obviously, the cybersecurity threat landscape is changing like almost every second. It's like a cat and mouse game. Hardly there's one threat or attack comes out, we try to prevent it, and the next one comes up, and so forth. How do you plan to keep up with all this? I mean, it just seems like with cybersecurity, just every minute there's something new happening, How do you keep up with all this? Do you do it yourself personally, or do you have a staff that kind of keeps up with the threat landscape, or how does it work?
Well, I think as I mentioned before, we're well positioned to provide our customers, the car manufacturers, with obviously market-ready cybersecurity solutions. And I think the goal at Hartman is really to deliver seamless, smarter connectivity for making, well, you can call it cars, devices, electronics, to be more powerful, productive, personalized, and protected. So if you look at the entire landscape of even IoT, the Internet of Things, and you can call basically a car, one of IoT, because it is a connected device now. So we are well protected, we're well positioned to provide our customers with a complete offering into all of these areas without obviously compromising on safety, security, or simplicity.
Okay, sounds excellent. Now, how do you foresee the cyber threat landscape changing or evolving in the coming years? I know you talked about the Internet of Things. That's going to be a big thing coming out. How do you foresee things are going to change? Is a cyber attacker going to get more sophisticated with their threats against the smart car, or what do you predict?
Well, I think that looking forward, definitely in the next, I would say, 2 years or so, 18 months to 24, we're definitely going to see a broader deployment of V2X, vehicle-to-infrastructure technology, which will also have a significant impact on the adoption and integration of cybersecurity solutions. Being obviously at Harman, I can attest that we've seen close to 100% of the RFQs that we are receiving from car manufacturers already include, that's taking place in the last 2 years now, include requirements for cybersecurity. So the car manufacturers are obviously already aware of the threats that they need to address when designing future cars. And our approach, going security by design, means that we get involved and we have projects in place now in which we're getting involved in the early stages of development for the next car that will get off the production line in 3 years. So if you're looking at the trends that are taking place and are shaping the automotive industry at the moment, Audi just announced that they have a traffic signal integration on two of its newest models. I think it was the A4 and maybe the Q5. That if you're driving the streets of, I think it was Las Vegas, obviously during CES, then you can see when the light will change. And that's obviously a very big opportunity for all of the ecosystem. Another potential growth channel is I would call it commerce. It's not exactly mobile commerce, maybe auto commerce, that will gain a lot of traction, I think, in the next 18 to 24 months. And we've seen, I think it was Jaguar Land Rover, that announced a partnership with Shell, the oil company in the UK, where you drive with your car to the gas station, and you literally don't need to get out of the car. I mean, you can have a guy fill up the tank, and the car will pay the gas. You don't have to step out. You don't have to swipe your card. You don't have to do anything. So those are, once the cars are connected, they really open up a world of opportunities for consumers and for the industry. And we are exactly at the right place to provide protection and enhance security for all of those opportunities that the industry is facing.
Okay. Now, given your experience as a cybersecurity professional, what do you think the biggest cyber threat is going to be? I mean, maybe not necessarily from the standpoint of the smart car, but just in general. Do you think it will be ransomware, more sophisticated forms of like denial-of-service attacks, or malware, spyware? What do you think? What do you forecast in your crystal ball, as they say?
I'll try to put on my magician hat. But I think that, in my opinion, ransomware and data integrity will be the biggest cyber threat moving forward. We've all seen all the couple of attacks that took place, there's a couple of hacks that took place on vehicles in the past 18 months. And there were from white hat hackers. We've seen just now ransomware options. There was also data integrity, which were just announced, I think, last month at the RSA conference, where where a vulnerability in Android devices gained access to connected cars. It was presented at the RSA conference by an architect from Kaspersky Labs. So I think that those are the things that will probably get, that will serve as the biggest cyber threat. You have to understand that hacking into a vehicle is not something simple. You need to have domain expertise. You need to have a lot of patience. You need to know what you're doing. It can take even up to a year at some point to really hack into a vehicle. And usually, if you're looking at cyber crime that relates to vehicles, they're just looking for the fastest way to get paid or the fastest way to make a buck. If you can unlock the doors of the car and start it remotely by hacking into someone's phone and compromising the vehicle telematics or the infotainment, instead of breaking a window, then you would do that. And we've seen that, I think, last year. I can't remember which city it was in the U.S., but there was a series of cyber attacks that were actually aimed at stealing vehicles. So I think that is the biggest cyber threat that we'll see. We'll have to see how V2X is being adopted and welcomed by the ecosystem, because that's also another potential vector for attack.
Okay. Now, finally, as we close out our podcast, what do you recommend for people to protect themselves generally from cybersecurity threats and risks? I know it's an all-encompassing question. There are probably many, many answers, but just what's the one or two things that you advise to your customers and potential customers?
I think awareness. For me, if there was one thing that I would recommend to passengers, just to be more aware of what are the opportunities on the one hand and the challenges on the other. I travel a lot. I'll just give one very basic example. I travel a lot on business, and usually when I rent a car, and you said so, I mean, you have a Ford Fusion at work, and I'm guessing that you're pairing your phone with the onboard system, with the onboard in infotainment system, and just I make it a very natural habit that whenever I return the vehicle, the rental, I just tell the vehicle to forget my phone, because sometimes you see recent navigation history, you can download your entire phone book and it's there, people don't delete it. So I think that taking an example from the rental cars, just being aware of the connectivity options that you have around you and what you need to pay attention. Those are, I think, just the two things that are important.
Okay. Well, Devere, thank you very much for your time. I never thought that the smart car, the Ford Fusion I drive for my everyday job, could be a source of cyber threats down the road here. But it was a pleasure speaking with you. We look forward to hopefully hearing from you again in the near future, okay?
Yeah, excellent, Javi. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.